Range Adventure.
The two white men sitting on the veranda of the bungalow looked up as the Burmese foreman climbed the steps and stood before them. Gregory Hopkins, the manager of this remote timber camp in the heart of Burma, motioned the native to a seat.
What's the trouble, Bon? More tiger stories?
Yes, Tuan. The priest has told the villagers again that they must not hunt the tiger that is killing all their livestock. They are afraid.
The manager's friend, Bart Trevor, listened to Bahan's story with interest. He turned to Hopkins.
Greg, you mean that these people won't hunt this tiger because he has some supernatural power?
Yes, that's right. These hill people are very superstitious and believe anything their priest tells them.
Now, see, suppose Bahan and I visit the priest and see if we can find out anything.
Early the next morning, Trevor entered a desolate section of the jungle to visit the hut of the hermit priest. The old man was evasive, even insolent in his answers to Trevor's questions.
The tiger you seek is not an ordinary tiger, but is sacred. I have warned the villagers that anyone that kills it will meet with a violent death. Even you.
Trevor and Bahan left the hut and started toward the village. The Englishman spoke quietly to his companion.
Hurry to the camp and bring Mr. Hopkins here. I'll see what I can find out and meet you here.
It was almost dark when Bahan and Hopkins arrived at the rendezvous at the side of the jungle trail. Trevor outlined his plan. The three men climbed the giant tree that overlooked a large enclosure where the goats of the village were penned. Trevor smiled as he tried to make himself comfortable.
Say, if the spirit tiger shows himself tonight, we'll see just how powerful he is.
The hours passed with maddening slowness. The moon rose, scattering the darkness in the clearing about the goat pen. At last, the silent vigil was broken by the sound of broken twigs. Pulses leaped as a huge tiger emerged into the clearing and made its way toward the goat pen. Hopkins switched on his flashlight. Trevor raised his gun to fire. Then an astonishing thing happened. Instead of springing back into cover, the animal rose on its hind legs and shuffled quickly behind a tree. Trevor leaped into the jungle following the sound of the fleeing marauder. Seconds later, Hopkins heard him shout,
"Quick, I've got him!"
Hopkins found his friend grappling with the struggling figure. Bahan lifted a large tiger skin that revealed the identity of the spirit tiger as the old hermit priest.
When I needed meat, I went to village and killed a goat. I wore tiger skin and told story of spirit tiger so villagers would not harm me. If it had not been for you white devils who don't share our beliefs, I would not have been found out. But the people believe my teachings, and I must not betray them now.
Then, before the astonished gaze of his captors, the hermit's hand flew swiftly from his waistband to his mouth. He then staggered and fell, dead by a powerful native poison he had secreted on his person. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.